Welcome to another edition of Thumb Sportsline High School Sports Show on WMIC, AM 660, 95.3 FM. I'm Eddie Feary, along with Mike Gallagher on the Sandlake County News. Before we kick things off here, let's go through some of those Week 3 scores that we had. You can find on our website and posted on game night on our Facebook page also for those who neglect to check. It's right there. Go to the Daily News section and click on the Sports section. We're going to recap what we saw in Week 3, where we were. Scores, two reports. Week 3 scores. Ubley over Marlette. Our game of the week was 34-12. We'll talk about that game in the 6 o'clock hour. Sandusky defeated Memphis 38-6. Harbor Beach over Bad Axe 57-12. Reese Rockets taking down the Unionville Seabooing Patriots 30-16, that's Reese's first win. Cass City shuts out Carroll 50-0. Lakers get their win over Vassar 42-6. That was the Lakers' first win on the regular season. Crosville Lexington defeats Armada. We'll talk about that game coming up here. 53-28. North Branch over Yale 14-6. Elmont shuts out Emily City 58-0. Richmond shuts out Algonac 49-0. Eight-player football, a Thursday game. Do I have to sound the horn here? I think I'm going to have to here. Big win for Akron Fairgrove. There you go. There's the horn. One more time, any Vikings out there. Look out for the Stripes division there for the Akron Fairgrove Vikings. They take down Mike Gallagher's Pack Pirates. Oh, my goodness. All right,
live,
there you go.
Live radio.
I had to let you wipe your tears there. So Akron Fairgrove Vikings get the win over Pack 36-28. Brown City, big win over Kingston 38-20. Dackerville shuts out Dryden 76-0. A lot of stats to report on that one. Mayville over Auburn Hills Oakland Christian 32-28. Ashley over Carson Beport Sanlac Tigers 52-28. Yeah, that's 28 points, though.
Yeah,
I like
it. It sounds like the offense really picked up in the second half. The CPS was able to move the ball. The offense did was what it was supposed to do. They just had a little bit of trouble stopping Ashley. There's still wins on the schedule for CPS.
Yeah, Burton Atherton over KPAC 14-6. Oof. And Bay City All Saints still leading the Stripes division with a win over New Haven Merritt 58-0. We already got our game of the week. It's high school eight-player football. It's a Thursday game with Brown City at Dackerville. Highly anticipated NCTL Stars division game.
Yeah.
Just like last week was with Brown City Kingston.
Yes, yep, and that's the way the Stars is right now because you still got Mayville in the mix. Kingston's still in the mix.
Yeah.
Burton Atherton's still in the mix. Brown City Deckerville, that's huge for the Stars, and Brown City coming off a great win over Kingston, in Stars play so far, I'd say that's the best win of the season. Because Deckerville, Deckerville's done what they're supposed to do, but they haven't quite played a team of Kingston's caliber yet. So I'm really looking forward to that matchup because I think Deckerville and Brown City are the top two teams in the Stars. And it should be interesting to see how that one plays out.
We'll see how Coach Goldie Hawn says about that, with the Mayville Wildcats.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I can't sleep on Mayville. Yeah, they're undefeated. Yeah, they're undefeated as well.
Are they? Yeah.
They're 3-0. My apologies to Mayville.
Crosville Lexington Pioneers have circled the wagons around the BWAC now. So they got a little bit of a layoff here after playing a tough game against Armada. We'll talk about that game coming up next after our break here. But that's a... quite an exciting BWAC right now because now North Branch and Elmont is this week.
Well, that's the nice thing for Croslex. You get past Armada, now you get a little bit of a breather against Algonac, and you get to watch Elmont and North Branch beat up on each other. Those two are undefeated in BWAC play, so after this week, it'll likely be down to just two undefeated teams in the BWAC.
And Yale played really tough against North Branch, 14-6. They kept it down to... 14 points in that game.
So. I think we might have been sleeping on North Branch a little bit.
I don't know. I don't think I was. Week one is a tough team they played against.
Exactly. So, the thing. You know, we were talking in week one, everybody in the BWAC won except North Branch. And, you know, the team that they lost to is currently 3-0 on the season right now. So North Branch Alma is going to be a battle.
All right, you seem tired. Did you just get your deadline done?
I am a little tired,
your
yes.
Eyes
thanks for noticing,
are
Eddie.
Weary yeah. From the screen. I am, too. I stayed up a little too late watching football all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, and then doing my laundry, mm-hmm. doing Mrs. Fury's laundry, mm-hmm. Mrs. Fury making the salsa. Mrs. Fury went out to the yard. I was supposed to help, but I didn't.
Yeah, that sounds about
so
right.
Football's on.
Yeah,
this is more important.
You know, the Lions played
fantasy team.
The Lions played on Thursday,
who the heck
so you
made
didn't
me pick
need
Dan
to watch
Jones
football on Sunday. You could have just enjoyed the Lions win and call it a weekend.
Yeah, I'm wearing the hat right now.
Oh, there you go.
I think he meant Mac Jones, not Dan Jones. He mixed up your Joneses, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm trying to get Mac on the team right now, so I don't know if I'm going to clear that waiver or not. So.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Fantasy football. How'd you do this week in fantasy football?
Oh, I chunked it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Big loss.
All right. Well, you can blow chunks on Saturday, hopefully. So.
Hopefully not, man.
All right. We'll be right back. We're starting off with some BWAC. Croswell, Lexington, as I said, circling the wagons. Backyard brawls going on this week in the East.
Yep.
The West, well, we'll see what the West has in store this week. We got the game schedule. I'll have all that posted by tomorrow early morning or late tonight, along with the replay of this show. That is live right now. We'll be right back. That's Mike Gallagher, the San Luis County News. What do we see in the front page, by the way?
Oh, we got a lot going on this week. Yeah, we got some Brown City football. We got some Brown City volleyball. We got some Croslex soccer. We got some Marlette volleyball. And then we got some good stuff on the inside pages as well.
Fantastic. So. Yeah, I know golf, volleyball really got fully underway.
Yes, it did.
Last week. And any cross country out there?
I still haven't had the opportunity to cover a cross-country meet yet. We haven't had one in San Luis County. The Hatchet Invitational was on Saturday.
Right. Where was that?
Algonac Muskrat Invitational was on Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to getting a home meet.
You know, I like those Algonac Muskrat ones because sometimes you can, if you take your fishing pole and you're running, you might be able to fish.
Okay.
At the same time.
Yeah. Only the real good runners can do that, though.
Yes. We'll be right back. It's Thumb Sports Line Radio.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky invites you to join the team. Get active and meet new friends. Fall bowling team registration is going on now. There are openings for ladies leagues on Monday evening and Wednesday morning, men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evening, and mixed leagues for Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Beginners are welcome. For more information, call 810-648-9860 or stop at Liberty Lanes. Oh, yes, Liberty Lanes is also hiring for all positions. Stop in and apply at Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky. From Kraft Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Everyone is sick of high-interest financing on new vehicles.
1.9, Sam.
1.9 what?
1.9% financing available on most new Chevys.
1.9% financing?
Yep.
That's lower than any bank around here.
Not even close. GM Financial is offering as low as 1.9% financing on all Silverado, Equinox, Traverse, and Blazer models.
This is over a 4% savings of what you currently can get from your local banks, which equates to over $5,000 in savings throughout the life of the loan.
And with trade-in allowances and owner loyalty incentives, you can get up to $10,000 in savings and as low as 1.9% financing on a demo Silverado. This is a great deal, folks.
We currently have 7 trucks in our demo program and are putting great discounts on a first-come, first-served basis.
With $10,000 in savings and as low as 1.9% financing, this is a great opportunity to get into the truck that you've been waiting for.
If you're currently in an Equinox, Blazer, or Colorado lease, you get an additional $1,000 in incentives to get into a new Silverado.
And with demo discount savings, your lease payment will be less than you think.
1.9% financing, demo discounts, and big incentive offers, there hasn't been a better time to purchase or lease your new vehicle at Kraft Chevrolet on M46 in Sandusky.
All right, we're back here on Film Sports Line Radio. Mike Gallagher with us, the Croswell Lexington Pioneers getting the win over the Armada Tigers. Back-to-back losses for the Armada Tigers, too. But they're against some tough teams. You know, Yale's for real. But, you know, they lost North Branch with a close one, 14-6. Croswell Lexington really blasted Armada Tigers. But when you turn the ball over against a team like Croswell, which Armada did, three turnovers, two fumbles, and an interception. Croswell is a team right now. They have enough playmakers. They're going to capitalize on those turnovers, and just can't do that. And that was Armada, by the way. I know Jonathan Bisher covered that game.
Yep, that's a road win, yeah.
So Croswell Lupton Pioneers have 416 yards total, 192 yards passing, 224 yards rushing, 17 first downs, 3 of 7 third down efficiency, 1 of 2 for fourth down also. And they had no turnovers, just 5 penalties for 29 yards. Like I said, 3 turnovers for Armada, and that did cost them. Armada, though, put up those yards, 418 total yards, 59 passing yards, 359 rushing yards. On paper, that says, wow, 17 first downs, what happened? Mm-hmm. The turnovers.
Turnovers, yeah. And, you know, a key turnover being on a punt return that Nick Monzo picked up a fumble and scored on, you know. So if you're not only forcing turnovers, but also scoring off of them, you know, that's huge.
So with that, they had a lot of scoring, of course. First, it was Armada leading, I do believe, 14-0.
Yeah, Armada was up 14-0 at one point in this game.
But those turnovers didn't help. But the offense, you know, we know Croswell's got a good comeback offense. They got it down at the half to 14-13. Armada leading by one, and then Croswell really took over in the third quarter, making it 20-14 with a 69-yard TD pass, a fumble return as you talked about there, making it 27-14. They really took control of the lead there. Armada tried to come back after that in the third quarter. It was a crazy third quarter. Armada making it 27-21. And then the offense really kicked into gear for Croswell Lexington. A 10-yard run, making it 34-21. Starting to run away with it in the fourth with a 41-21 lead. Jack Lee from Armada got an 88-yard special teams kickoff return to make it 41-28. But then at the end of the third quarter, a 59-yard TD run for Croswell. Big plays there, Mike, 47-28. And add another touchdown in the fourth quarter. It was 53-28. Big, big scoring there for Croswell. Huge win.
Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that stands out, obviously, you know, we're going to sound like a broken record, but Gavin Espinosa and Belly Grappi, those are the guys. But the thing that kind of stood out to me, so week one against Swan Valley, you only get to play a quarter and a half. And then week two against Richmond, Gavin Espinosa's 2 of 8 for 51 yards and a touchdown pass. Against Armada, we saw Gavin's best performance of the season so far, 12 of 17 for 210 yards through the air and 3 touchdowns. And he also added 2 rushing touchdowns. So he's getting into the rhythm. And the interesting thing, he found 7 different receivers, including Grappi, who had 4 catches for 96 yards and a touchdown. 2 touchdowns through the air for Grappi. So when your quarterback is, you know, that efficient and finding that many different options, that's going to be huge for the offense, because obviously teams are going to key on Belly Grappi. And
like we talked about last week, key on the best player. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have a problem keying on which player is going to be hot.
And the crazy thing is, you know, Belly's still putting up those numbers. He had 11 carries for 120 yards, 58-yard touchdown run. When Croslex is working with this many different weapons offensively, they're going to be tough to stop. As, you know, we saw against Armada, you're putting up 53 points. As an opposing defense, you know, who do you focus on? You can't just focus everything on Belly Grappi now. Cody Mativier had another a 30-yard touchdown catch. That's his third of the year. He has 4 catches, and 3 of them are for touchdowns this year.
Hmm.
And I don't know if you saw the video, but that might be the greatest catch of the football season.
Into the right corner of the end zone?
Yeah, with an Armada guy hanging right off of him. You know, I don't know what's pass interference anymore, because that was pass interference. But Nick Monzo with a catch, Miles Levitt with 3 catches, James Gumtow with a catch, Jet Weeder with a catch, Reese Knoll with a catch for 28 yards. And Armada is a good defense. You know, it's not like Croslex was doing this, and, you know, no offense to Algonac, but if Croslex put up 53 points against Algonac this week, I wouldn't be as surprised as, you know, putting up 53 points against Armada. But this was the best offensive performance for Croslex this year. Again, you kind of got the asterisks with the Swan Valley game there, but it's great to see Espinoza, you know, putting up these numbers, and you know, it's not just the rushing yards for him. Mm-hmm. It's his ability to scramble and make plays out of the pocket. So we've been saying it all year. Croslex is the favorite until somebody beats them. I feel a lot more confident about that now after they beat Armada. But as you know, I mean, anybody can beat anybody in the BWAC, so we'll see.
Well, Armada will have Emily City. Emily City's been having their troubles this season.
That's your get-right game if you're Armada. You know, just a brutal start to the season with Marine City, Yale, Croslex. You know, this is the week where you get right and, you know, refocus. It'll be tough. Because they have two losses in the BWAC now, it'll be tough to get back in that conversation. Mm-hmm. To be league champions. But
beat the rest of the teams and then get help from those other teams to beat Croswell.
They're going to need some help, yeah.
So, and then Croswell Lexington will have Algonac, who got run over by the Richmond Blue Devils. Total yards for Richmond, 367 total yards, 114 passing, 253 yards rushing also. Anthony Bonetti with the 8-yard run. Dominic Bonetti, yes, they're brothers, making it 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. Connor Bergen had the first 22-yard score rushing-wise, and then Dominic scored twice in the second quarter with a 55-yard run and 81-yard pass from Anthony Bonetti, making it 35-0. And J.J. Hollister, a 15-yard pass from Anthony Bonetti, 42-0. Joey Simmons, a 4-yard pass from Colton Bartels, making it 49-0. Richmond trying to get right also, because kind of like on the outside looking in, they are 2-1 right now, and they will have this week the Yale Bulldogs. So that's a pretty good, exciting Blue Water Area Conference game. Yale wants to get back in the running, but Richmond wants to too. They both have a loss in BWAC play, so this is a critical game for both teams at this point.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be an interesting matchup because Richmond's shown that they can play defense, and Yale's proven that they're a great offensive team. So that'll be a great matchup. I don't know, is that at Yale or is that...
Let me see. Don't quote me on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually have my schedule typed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I can bring it up right now. Come on, Internet. There we go. This will be at Richmond.
Okay.
Nice field, by the way. It's turf.
Very nice field, yeah. So, yeah, you know, this is a big make or break for Richmond. Same thing could be said about Yale. So, I believe Richmond has kind of an easier stretch after the Yale game. So, this could be an opportunity for Richmond to build some momentum. But I'm looking forward to seeing what Yale does after the tough loss to North Branch.
Okay, and so speaking of that, Yale lost to the North Branch Broncos also. North Branch, that was a low-scoring game in that one, and it was 14-6. Yale actually led early in that game at 1 point. It was 49 total plays for Yale. They only had 104 total yards.
Wow.
34 passing yards, 70 rushing yards.
Wow.
And North Branch themselves, 173 total yards, 168 yards rushing, 5 yards passing. A defensive battle.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive battle in this one. North Branch also had a turnover with a fumble in the game.
Okay.
So that's where they're at there. And, well, North Branch up next. Big game against the Elmont Raiders. The Elmont Raiders themselves took care of Emily City. 279 total yards, 279 basically rushing yards. They didn't elect to pass at all.
No. I don't know what North Branch did against Yale defensively, but I'm thinking a lot of the coaches that still have to play Yale are going to be, you know, checking out that game film because those numbers are pretty ridiculous considering the ability of Yale's offense.
Yeah, I'm looking at the stats right now. This is what I found on the Huddle and also the Max Preps, you know, which I've been a member of for a long, long time. So for Elmont, as I said, Chase Patani has been the crux here for the rushing game. For the Elmont Raiders, they can come from wing tee to the sweep, sometimes to the spread, or pro-style offense also. They got four different looks at offense that they have to. They can kick field goals, but they haven't had to. Chase Patani has been the principal in the backfield along with Luke Winkler. He had a couple touchdowns, making it 51-0. They kind of ran away with the game. No scoring in the fourth quarter. It was 58-0. in the third quarter. Jacob Fuller with a touchdown also for the Elmont Raiders. I want to thank Boholski. He usually sends me the stats and the links. Make sure I get it for the Elmont Raiders. Always good guys there. Good coaching staff to send us results. So.
Yeah. Elmont still has not given up a point this year.
They haven't, have they?
One of only four teams in the state that has not given up a point.
But they played Algonac, and they played Emily City. And they Marysville, you think, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of seems to having their growing pains here to come back into play there, especially in the MAC division there. So
So,
but this is the game, big game.
Elmont, they've done what they're supposed to do, and now we're going to find out how good they really are. Same thing with North Branch. I think we did kind of underrate North Branch a little bit, but
and this will be at North Branch for Elmont. Okay. So yeah, that game will be Friday nights. Do you know who's covering it yet?
I'm pretty sure Scotty B is covering that.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
WIDL 92.1. Let's Talk Sports. If you want to listen to that game.
All right, our roundup of the BWAC right there. The chase is still alive, but Crosby Lexington right now in the lead for it.
Well, I mean, Croslex, Elmont, North Branch are all defeated, but undefeated. But
we'll be right back. Your news coming up.
We're turning up the heat with summer pandemonium at the ABS Tech Team. Head to your nearest Tech Team location in Pigeon or Sandusky and fire up the level of your computer security today. The Tech Team has exclusive pricing on Panda Security, a leading provider of virus and malware detection and prevention in the tech industry. With Panda Security, your computer is always up to date on fighting the latest cybersecurity threats, all while running quietly in the background with no impact on your PC's performance. Bring your computer in or have the Tech Team install Panda Security remotely from the comfort of your home. All new Panda subscriptions also come with a $5 discount for a limited time. Don't go unprotected. Give the Tech Team a call today at 888-282-4943 or head to the ABS Tech Team store near you. Terms and conditions apply. The ABS Tech Team serving the Thumb's technology needs since 2008.
Celebrating over 50 years on the air, this is AM 660 WMIC Sandusky and 95.3 FM W237 EQ Sandusky.
And welcome back to Thumb Sports Line Radio. We now head into the Greater Thumb Conference with the Sandusky Wolves victorious 3-0 starting off. Not bad so far, Mike.
Not bad, and the offense has been looking good.
And it looks like they're going to get a good test here. They had one against Reese. I think Reese is still a decent team. They got their first win, you know.
Yep.
Now they'll have Marlette, who actually played Ubley Bearcats pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
That was our game of the week on Friday night. And we hung in there with your signal there. So it's like
holding on for dear life.
Yes. The win for the Ubley Bearcats was 34-12. Good win for Ubley. But they had trouble. They fumbled the ball away in their first series of offense. And we've seen a couple shaky things here in the last couple weeks from them. Even the head coach admitted it. We've heard it from Paul, also from Jonathan, about the Ubley Bearcats. You know, there's some things they still got to fix and clean up. And that's one thing you got to clean up as they get a big backyard brawl here against Harbor Beach. But, you know, I'll give Marlette credits. They made a couple stops. He made Ubley punt a couple times also.
Mm-hmm.
But Ubley is who Ubley is. They passed a couple times. Their kicker caught a couple passes also, one for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I do believe they had six or seven different rushers for Ubley Bearcats.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with going up against Ubley is you pretty much have to be perfect. And, you know, Marlette, great first half. You know, they score late in the second quarter. Unfortunately, not late enough in the second quarter because then Ubley was able to score a touchdown with like 28 seconds left. And, you know, Coach Lesser said that was just a killer because then that allows, you know, it goes from a 7-6 game to a 14-6 game.
And there was no score at the end of the first quarter, by the way.
Right. It was 0-0 game. Yeah. You like, if you're Marlette, you love that.
Yeah.
But Ubley goes into the half with a 14-6 lead. And then in the second half, they just do Ubley things.
Yeah, they had to kick the ball to Ubley.
Mm-hmm. So. And at that point, you know, Ubley goes up two scores, then it's a little bit different. And, you know, the defense played well for Marlette. The offense did some nice things. But unfortunately, if you're down two scores in the second half to Ubley and you punt the ball away, you're probably going to be down three scores. But really a great showing from Marlette. I was thoroughly impressed. You know, usually teams don't play Ubley that close. And, you know, usually teams aren't within a score at halftime against Ubley. So, not the result Marlette was looking for, but they're still a very good team, and they're still going to be able to make some noise in the Greater Thumb East this year.
Ubley had a fumble. They lost it. But Marlette couldn't capitalize that in the first quarter. Marlette had two fumbles, but they didn't lose those fumbles, however. 156 yards rushing on 31 carries, 46 yards passing also from Marlette to Ubley's 45 carries, 344 yards. Passing yards, they did have some passing yards here, and I have them on my stat probably over there somewhere, but I know they had some passing yards, and I think they had actually a passing touchdown in the game.
Okay.
I believe they did.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll have to look that up for sure. So, yeah. Ubley's doing what they're doing. Now, like I said, coach's got to be, you know, unhappy with, like you said, giving up a score that late, as you said. Mm-hmm. Can they clean things up when they go up against the Sandusky Wolves?
I think, you know, for Marlette, there's really not much to clean up. It was just... you're going up against Ubley. I think it was, you know, on that final drive of the first half, Evan Peruski just, you know, did things that Evan Peruski does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not a whole lot to clean up for Marlette. They are going to have to play just as well against Sandusky. But I think they'll be just fine.
All right, let's look into the Sandusky Wolves. Sandusky Wolves victorious over Memphis. And that was a 38-6 win. Seems like a little bit more ground control. You know, Memphis showed some fight earlier in the season, you know. Mm-hmm. They can't score. They were limited to 6 points in this game.
Yeah, and that the lone touchdown for Memphis was on an interception return for a touchdown. So Sandusky defense pitches a shutout, and the ground game looks awesome again for Sandusky. The one thing that kind of stood out in the stats we got from Sandusky was they went to the air a little bit. We didn't see that a whole lot in the first 2 weeks. In fact, I don't know if they threw a pass last week. Yeah. But, you know, Tyler Bush, he's settling into that role as quarterback. And, you know, maybe Memphis was giving him some looks where, you know, maybe loading the box on Sandusky. And it's good to know that they can trust Tyler Bush to make those plays and, you know, kind of loosen things up for the offense. But again, Jackson Reinke, big game. Carter Krause, big game. He had two touchdowns. It looked like Tyler Franzel was in the stats again, so I don't know if he was out last week or what, but that offense runs a lot. You know, it's a lot more efficient with him back there. So I'm just really excited about this matchup because I have no idea. I've seen both teams.
Yeah.
Marlette has been better against the run this year. That was a focus for them. And
to have that wrinkle, the passing, though, mm-hmm. 5 of 9, 79 yards, two touchdowns, mm-hmm. had an interception.
Mm-hmm.
But to mix that up with your 305 yards rushing on 40 attempts and three touchdowns on the ground, it's good to have that passing game in your back pocket mm-hmm. with that wing tee
and
offense
I think that's gonna
for
be
Sandusky.
That's going to be the biggest thing for Sandusky is what are you going to do defensively? They've been great defensively the past 2 weeks. They were great defensively in the second half against Reese. So, you know, they've gone 2.5 games playing some great football on the defensive side of the ball. It's going to be a little bit harder to do that against Marlette. So I'm interested to see Sandusky get tested. And, you know, we're really going to figure out where, you know, they fit in when it comes to the Greater Thumb East Conference.
44 yards for Ubley, by the way, is what we had. Passing wise,
okay, so. That's probably the most they've had in
yeah.
a while.
But one of them was a big one. So yeah,
yeah.
Brett
yeah.
Mueller, the kicker,
yep,
who is a fantastic field goal kicker, and with the PATs, they've been using him.
Did you notice? I was only at the game for a few minutes
yeah.
as I was bouncing back between Brown City and Marlette, but Ubley kicked it off to Marlette. Were they? I don't know if they were doing this the whole game or not, but Marlette had three kids lined up in the end zone on the kick return, and then one kid just inside.
Yeah,
was that something they were doing all game? Or
you know, I saw two it back there before, but Ubley was Brett Mueller was kicking into the end zone. So touchbacks, a couple touchbacks.
Right. I mean that's the solution to touchbacks is putting all your guys in the end zone and hoping they catch it. But man, what a game changer at kicker for Ubley. I mean that's pretty impressive.
So it is Sandusky and Marlette's some rivalry games that in the Greater Thumb East. The other rivalry game in the East, by the way, Memphis will take on Bad Axe.
Yeah.
And looking at Bad Axe, they played Harbor Beach, and Harbor Beach took care of them 57-12 in that game.
Yeah. Sorry, one last note about Sandusky Marlette. That is the military appreciation game this week in Sandusky. That's always a great event that Sandusky puts on.
So. I hear my name gets mentioned sometimes there, and I guess some friends will do that.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
From time to time in the past there. So
very cool.
You mentioned Carter Krause's 5-yard run, 2-point also in the first quarter. That was the only scoring in the first quarter. Second quarter, Tyler Bush to Tyler Franzil, 26-yard TD pass, 2-point was good. Danny Tovar, 5-yard pass from Tyler Bush also, and a 2-point in the second quarter. So 3-score lead there until Memphis had that 31-yard interception, and that was the turnover and the interception that they were able to score on. Carter Krause, 16-yard run, 2-point good, and Chase, is it Green?
Chase Green, yep.
10-yard run, 2-point good. So that's a new name that popped up there from Sandusky, I believe.
He might have gotten some touches last week.
Yeah.
I mean, just because last week I think 8 or 9 different kids got the chance to run the ball. So, but, yeah, that's good for him getting in the end zone.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and you have a place to go to, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to stay and continue to do Sportsline with you. I got to head off to a meeting. Do I have time to run down some quick things real quick?
Yes, cool. You do.
Since I'll be leaving you, just some sports notes from last week that I'd like to share. Gabby Martinez got her 1,000th career kill at the SC4 Volleyball Showcase on Saturday. She's been a 4-year varsity player for Marlette. She's been very good. Freshman Sebastian Seiferlein in Sandusky Cross Country's first meet of the season runs the third best time in Sanilac County, 18:42.01. He'll be one to watch out for. Peck Volleyball takes first place in the silver bracket at the SC4 Showcase.
There is a big volleyball game in the BWAC this week, too.
Yes, there is. Yes. Croslex Soccer beats Richmond for the first time since 2013. Ooh. Colton Sharp from CPS has 355 total yards of offense, 3 touchdowns, 222 rushing yards. Croslex Volleyball, playing in honor of Callie Newberry and Abby Bringard, they sweep Yale in the BWAC opener last week. They are 23-3 on the season right now.
North Pinch is what right now?
Probably better than that. let's see. Hunter Garza, another big game for Deckerville. He came into the game 20 of 25 for 316 yards, 5 touchdowns. He is now at 26 of 35, 455 yards, 9 touchdowns. 7 of those passes have gone to David Shanks for 113 yards and 6 touchdowns. Let's see, what else do I have here?
We may be seeing some more of the air play there.
Yes.
Come Thursday in our game of the week.
Peck football, they have a noon kickoff game this Saturday against Ashley. In lieu of paying to get in, if you bring 4 non-perishable food items, you will get in to the game. That is for the district's weekend backpack program. And then last note, the Thumb Sports Writers Association released their first polls of the season. Croslex and Ubley tied for first place in 11 player. Croslex had 6 first place votes. Ubley had 3. You do the math, Eddie. And then in 8 player, Brown City first, Deckerville second.
Okay, and that's the game of the week also on WBGV 92.5 FM. Our Brown City Green Devils at the Deckerville Eagles on 92.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. this coming Thursday, and kickoff at 7 p.m. Very exciting high school 8 player football game. Highly anticipated, as Brown City is now in the NCTL.
And, I'll be back next week, Eddie. We'll do the full show. We'll finally get into some volleyball, cross country. Just have to cut it a little bit short today. But
so, speaking of Ubley against Marlette, we're going to tie that in. I do believe we're going to talk to Clark Ramsey.
Yeah, you
Bad Axe in Harbor Beach coming up in our coverage in the Greater Thumb Conference in this hour.
The expert. 7
o'clock hour, I'll have the NCTL also. And you said Peck football is now on Saturday.
Yep, and that is a noon kickoff against Ashley.
Noon kickoff, okay. Mm-hmm. So I got to fix that. So there's some questionable where games are being placed at.
It's Thursdays,
Fridays, or Saturdays.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep. So, all right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. We'll be right back here on Sportsline on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. I'm Eddie Feary. We'll be right back.
It's September. The leaves are beginning to change, the evenings are cooler, and Friday nights mean high school football. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating this special time of year by sharing some great savings with you. During the month of September, all Samsung Galaxy phones are on sale, with some marked down $450 from their regular retail price. But that's not where the savings end. They're also hosting an accessory sale. Spend $30 on any combination of accessories and save $10. Take your pick of chargers, cases, wireless speakers, headsets, screen protectors, and more. If it's an accessory at Thumb Cellular, you'll save $10 when you spend $30. But hurry, these savings are only valid during the month of September. Go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more info, or visit your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer care representative for details. Offers valid through September 30th, 2023.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the phone.
Attention, fellow Thumbbillies. If you're tired of changing the radio station every time a car dealer starts screaming at you about this month's awesome deal, or if you're tired of all the games, gimmicks, and unrealistic lease deals that hardly anyone qualifies for, and if you're looking for a born and raised local sales guy that has built his reputation and career on being totally transparent and taking care of his customers before and after their sale, well, look no further than More Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Caro, Michigan. Denny King, the King of Cars, is here to assist you with your automotive needs. I'm born and raised in the Thumb. For almost 30 years, I've been loving what I do, taking care of customers and making friends along the way. So give me a shout, stop in and ask for me, and get the best deal possible, all while enjoying no pressure, no games, no gimmicks, and a change of pace from the average dealers. This has been the King of Cars again, Denny King at More Motors in Caro, and I can't wait to earn your business on your next vehicle and show you why you get more at More Motors.
We're turning up the heat with summer pandemonium at the ABS Tech Team. Head to your nearest Tech Team location in Pigeon or Sandusky and fire up the level of your computer security today. The Tech Team has exclusive pricing on Panda Security, a leading provider of virus and malware detection and prevention in the tech industry. With Panda Security, your computer is always up to date on fighting the latest cybersecurity threats, all while running quietly in the background with no impact on your PC's performance. Bring your computer in or have the Tech Team install Panda Security remotely from the comfort of your home. All new Panda subscriptions also come with a $5 discount for a limited time. Don't go unprotected. Give the Tech Team a call today at 888-282-4943 or head to the AVS Tech Team store near you. Terms and conditions apply. The AVS Tech Team, serving the Thumb's technology needs since 2008.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio on WMIC AM 660. And to recap our Greater Thumb East talk, big games this week. Marlette versus Sandusky. That's Marlette at Sandusky. Bad Axe up against Memphis. And the Backyard Brawl in Huron County. It's Harbor Beach taking on Ubley. Bad Axe themselves in the Greater Thumb East. Bad Axe coming off a loss to the Harbor Beach Pirates, 57-12. Moving over to the Greater Thumb West, we'll get into that Bad Axe Harbor Beach game in just a minute. Cass City winning the M81 sign over Carroll, 50-0. While it was the Lakers defeating Vassar, 41-6. Reese Rockets winning the Sugar Bowl there, 30-16 over Unionville Seaboing in the Greater Thumb West. Standings-wise right now, it is Cass City and Lakers tied, along with Reese Rockets, who got the first win of the regular season over Unionville Seaboing. But they are 1-2 overall. But in league play, there's a three-way tie right now with the Cass City Redhawks, the Elkin Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and the Reese Rockets. Lakers also scoring their first win of the season with their win over the Vassar Vulcans also. Cass City over Carroll, 50-0, shutting them out in the M81 sign battle there also. So a win for Cass City, Lakers, and Reese all in the Greater Thumb West. And it's kind of up in the air because this coming week in the Greater Thumb West, for games-wise, let me see as I go back here this week, we will have Carroll up against Vassar, Cass City up against Reese, kind of curious game there, and Lakers up against USA. Now, of course, it was the Bad Axe Hatchets now in the Greater Thumb East, while Cass City switches back to the West this season. So we're back here on Sportsline, and on the line is, who do I have?
Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan, okay. I don't recognize your caller ID on here, so yeah.
Well, you should get used to it.
Yeah, so how you doing?
Good, waiting out the rain.
Are you? Is it raining?
Yep.
Yeah?
Cass City, it's raining in Cass City.
So what are you doing in Cass City, first of all?
And we're supposed to play softball.
Oh. Well, you're going to get rained out, right?
I don't know yet.
Okay. All right. So you had the we already talked about the BWAC, but I want to kind of get your take. The mistakes are made and made obviously cost him in that game.
Mistakes are made and made. Well, the lack of tackling, turnovers, and that was about it for Armada. A couple turnovers, did not secure some tackles, mental mistakes, a few penalties, and anybody you talk to, that they're going to say that's going to lose you your fair share of games, and I think that was really the difference between them and Kroslex on Friday night.
All right, so you got a good look at Kroslex yourself. What do you think about them so far?
They got a lot of good pieces. I think they just need that third piece really to emerge. Of course, they got Belly Grappi and Gavin Espinoza that like to run the ball, and Espinoza really likes to throw it, but I think they really need that third big-time playmaker. Somebody else they can get the ball to when all else fails. Grappi and Espinoza are really struggling in the first half. I really wish they had that second back that Espinoza could turn around and hand the ball off to. We've seen it late in the fourth quarter with Herman when they were trying to run out the clock. He had some good runs. I wish Coach Holzer would have went to him maybe a little bit sooner, and maybe in the first half when they were struggling to move the ball. But, hey, nonetheless, what do I know? They got the win.
All right. So, of course, this week is the big game with North Branch and Elmont this week also. That's going to be a critical game in the BWAC as Croswell, Lexington, and Armada get a little bit of a rest against some of the lower echelon BWAC teams. Of course, you can't sleep on those teams. So
no, I can never sleep on them, so I go take care of business. But that Elmont-North Branch game, that is a very enticing game atop of BWAC, considering North Branch just beat Yale.
So let's get to your neck of the woods. Bad Axe did take on the Harbor Beach Pirates. Harbor Beach Pirates just laid the wood down on Bad Axe in the Greater Thumb East League game. That was a 57-12 win for Harbor Beach over Bad Axe. Remains undefeated right now for Harbor Beach. And now, this backyard brawl, I don't like it when it's this early, you know, in the season. But it's week four. It's homecoming also, I do believe, this week.
Yep.
This is quite a matchup because we've seen some pretty good things, what Harbor Beach can do on the field. And we kind of saw some signs that Marlette played Ubley pretty tough, despite the 344 yards rushing by Ubley, who really kind of controlled things later in the second half. But, you know, Harbor Beach is a similar offense with Marlette. Obviously, we think the Harbor Beach team a little bit tougher. You saw them against play against Carter Mooney and Cass City also, where they got that 28-14 win. It was a tough team they played against Cass City. But last week, the win over Bad Axe, also a high-scoring affair there, 57 points to Bad Axe's 12. I think this is the year that Harbor Beach will match up very, very well against Ubley.
I think they match up athlete for athlete very well against Ubley. They might have an extra athlete or two. The difference is, I think this year Ubley's got the experience still, where Harbor Beach is very young. Their backfield is majority sophomores with one senior sprinkled in. They're a very young team. So they definitely have athletes, they have playmakers, but they're still getting their feet wet on varsity. You know, a couple of them, this is their second season as sophomores, but a lot of these sophomores, it's their first action at football on varsity. And I'll tell you this much, only so many games can get you ready for when you play Harbor Beach when you're you play Ubley when you're Harbor Beach, because that is just a different level of competition for the two teams. You're going to get the best out of both teams every time these two teams play, and I expect the same thing, and I expect to be a close game this week. You know, Harbor Beach, they played Cass City tough. They played Cardinal Mooney tough. They took care of business against Bad Axe. Ubley took care of business their first two games. They got a big battle test with Marlette there last week, but it's a crash course for two teams atop the Greater Thumb East. That happens every year, it seems like, with these two teams duke it out for a potential league title.
Yeah, the amount of rushers, they had at least six, according to Clark's Ramsey's stats that he sent. Harbor Beach didn't have to pass too much. 22 yards, three completions on six attempts, had a touchdown on that, and 335 yards rushing, 38 carries for the Harbor Beach Pirates also. Benson Harper, 112 yards and seven carries.
It's nice to see the kid Rogan Messing get in the game, get some carries, because the first 2 weeks Harbor Beach was really reliant on Benson Harper and Caden Buchholz, kind of like Croslex was with Espinoza and Grappi. Harbor Beach was kind of a two-headed monster. Looks like Rogan Messing, who's finally healthy, is going to be that third monster for them. Just wonder if he's got enough snaps under his belt to be ready for Ubley, for the physicality that they're going to face against the Bearcats. But it's nice to see Harbor Beach add that third piece in Rogan Messing to complement Benson Harper and Caden Buchholz. They have a nice trio of sophomores. They got a couple other kids in Dustin Emmerich and Skyler Cruz that are some athletes on both defensive and offensive side of the ball. They don't get the glory necessarily. They don't get the touches that the other three kids do, but they are some athletes, and those are the kids that could be the difference in this game.
Bad Axe did have some athletes and some pretty decent rushing against the Harbor Beach Pirates. 160 yards on 30 carries, did have a touchdown. Passing-wise, 56 yards, 5 completions, 18 attempts. But they did have two interceptions, obviously leading the short field there, and had a touchdown passing, at least, from the Bad Axe Hatchets. With Logan Miles, your leading rusher, 112 yards and 11 carries.
Yeah, no surprise. Bad Axe moved the ball against Harbor Beach. They've been able to move the ball all year. It's been a lack of finding the end zone for Bad Axe is the difference in that. And credit Harbor Beach, their defense, Coach Rubel, one of the best defense coordinators in the area. Game plan for them slowed him down, did not allow him to find the end zone. But Bad Axe, every week seems like they're getting a little bit better, and you never know what might happen. You know, Sandusky Marlette this week. If Sandusky beats Marlette, you know, you got two teams undefeated atop the Greater Thumb East with Ubley and Marlette, or Harbor Beach and Ubley, whoever comes out of that game. Bad Axe could upset one of those teams and really make it back to a three-horse race.
Yeah, because later on in the season, Marlette will have to play Ubley, as well as Sandusky has yet to play Ubley and Harbor Beach also later in the season. So, you know, at least that comes a little bit later to see how that will match up. But this game, this is
the Greater Thumb East is not going to be decided until Week 7.
This is probably the biggest game other than North Branch Almont. This will probably be the biggest game in the Greater Thumb Conference as a whole.
I think that Sandusky Marlette's a pretty big game there.
Yeah, for Sandusky it is, because they want to stay undefeated in league play.
They got to keep pace. Yeah. They got to keep pace with either Ubly or Harbor Beach.
But everybody's kind of wondering who can knock down the Ubly Bearcats, who potentially can make a fifth straight run to a state semifinal if they can keep up this pace and clean a few things up.
Yeah, you know, when you're Ubly and you've made it to four straight state semifinals, two state runner-up appearances, you kind of hold that title as we are the kings until somebody dethrones us. And right now everybody's wondering, is there anybody that can dethrone them? This year, it's going to be tough. Harbor Beach, like I said, has got the athletes to do it, but they're very young. Sandusky is very experienced with a lot of seniors, but I don't know if they quite have the athletes to match up for Ubly. So it'll be interesting to see what those two teams bring. Now, we saw this past week, well, you saw Eddie against Marlette. Marlette had a combination of athletes and seniors with Sarton, Isidoric, Chapin, Malloy, and they still fell short against Ubly.
All right, you've seen Harbor Beach.
Twice, yep.
Yeah, and have you seen Ubly?
I've seen Ubly once.
Okay, so what's your pick? I know you're an Ubly Bear Cub, so...
Yeah, Bear Cub. Yeah, I'm probably going to stick with Ubly until somebody dethrones them from the top. But don't get me wrong, the Pirates are going to play them tough. I have this as a very close one, maybe a two-score game advantage of Ubly, somewhere that 35-28 range. It's really going to come down to, for the Bearcats defense, if they can slow down Benson Harper and Caden Buchholz and really make that third guy, which is potentially Rogan Messing for the Pirates, beat them. And for Harbor Beach, it's going to be how are you going to stop the four-headed monster of Ubly that right now isn't comprised of their top returning running back, Seth Maurer, that's been pretty much non-existent to start the year.
All right, Jonathan, and the Greater Thumb West, Cassidy keeps the sign. Some games this week, Carroll and Vassar. Cassidy Reese is an interesting game there. And Lakers against Eugeneville Seaboing, but I think the top game in the Greater Thumb Conference will be that Reese game. Reese getting their first victory.
Yeah, Cass City is atop the Greater Thumb East right now. I think they're going to stay up there pretty well all year. Reese is going to be their toughest test to the point, except for the game against Harbor Beach, the toughest test in league play. They took care of Carroll no problem last week. Really, it's going to come down to, I think, Lakers and Cass City. I believe that's a Week 7 matchup, and that's going to be a team to looking to divvy up a league title. I just don't think Reese is quite on Cassidy's level. Obviously, Carroll's not there yet. Vassar's not on Lakers' level. And we know USA's having a down year. So right now, I just really think it's Cassidy and Lakers. They're both trying to just stay course, get through the Greater Thumb West, so that Week 7 matchup to determine a league title.
All right. Jonathan Bisher there, getting rained out from his softball game. We'll be right back and take a break here on Sportsline Radio. We'll be right back.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky invite you to join the team. Get active and meet new friends. Fall bowling team registration is going on now. There are openings for ladies' leagues on Monday evening and Wednesday morning, men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evening, and mixed leagues for Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Beginners are welcome. For more information, call 810-648-9860 or stop at Liberty Lanes. Oh, yes. Liberty Lanes is also hiring for all positions. Stop in and apply at Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of Mohawk Vinyl Plank Flooring. Vinyl plank is waterproof and features a durable wear layer for active lifestyles. Available in a variety of colors and styles, so you're sure to find an ideal look for your home. Mohawk Home Expressions Vinyl Plank Flooring is only $214 per square foot after 11% off at Menards. Good through September 17th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck. From Kraft Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Everyone is sick of high-interest financing on new vehicles.
1.9, Sam.
1.9 what?
1.9% financing available on most new Chevys.
1.9% financing?
Yep.
That's lower than any bank around here.
Not even close. GM Financial is offering as low as 1.9% financing on all Silverado, Equinox, Traverse, and Blazer models.
This is over a 4% savings of what you currently can get from your local banks, which equates to over $5,000 in savings throughout the life of the loan.
And with trade-in allowances and owner loyalty incentives, you can get up to $10,000 in savings and as low as 1.9% financing on a demo Silverado. This is a great deal, folks.
We currently have 7 trucks in our demo program and are putting great discounts on a first-come, first-served basis.
With $10,000 in savings and as low as 1.9% financing, this is a great opportunity to get into the truck that you've been waiting for.
If you're currently in an Equinox, Blazer, or Colorado lease, you get an additional $1,000 in incentives to get into a new Silverado.
And with demo discount savings, your lease payment will be less than you think.
1.9% financing, demo discounts, and big incentive offers. There hasn't been a better time to purchase or lease your new vehicle at Graf Chevrolet on M46 in Sandusky.
Here are 5 good reasons for high school multi-sport participation. Fewer overuse injuries. Less opportunity for emotional burnout. Exposure to different kids and coaches. Exposure to different roles. And learning to compete better. Being a multi-sport participant can help a kid become a more well-rounded person. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio. Greater Thumb Conference Talk. Critical games in the Greater Thumb East. Sandusky trying to stay undefeated, but they're going to have a challenge against Marlette, who played pretty decent against a very strong Ubley Bearcat rushing team. And again, this week in the Greater Thumb West, it will be Carroll up against Vassar. Cassidy against Reese. Interesting game there as Reese got their first victory after the win over Unionville Seaboyne last week. Lakers also got their first win of the regular season with a win over Vassar, 41-6. Cass City still has the M81 sign. The trophy game there, 50-0 over Carroll. This week, Carroll versus Vassar. Can be a tough one to pick there. Carroll's 1-2, Vassar 0-3. Whereas the Lakers are up against Unionville Seaboyne. Unionville Seaboyne 0-3 overall. Lakers 1-2. And Cassidy up against Reese. That's an interesting game right there. Okay. A call in here momentarily here. All right. With us is Clark Ramsey from WWW Sports. How you doing, man?
Well, good evening. It's a beautiful day in Michigan right now, let me tell you.
You got the backyard, bro. Yeah, Michigan up in the thumb. You got rain right now, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're dying for rain up here. It's a good thing it rained. We're really asking for it.
Well, you'll be happy I fixed my other wiper on the right side, so...
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You don't need it. It's on the other side.
Yeah, I know. So, Clark, you've got a big game this week, the Backyard Brawl, Ubley Harbor Beach. You had a chance to see both teams already. And, what do you got in this game?
Well, like Dave has said many times over, until you beat Ubley, you have to give the edge to Ubley. Last year we saw the first shutout of Harbor Beach that Ubley had since the mid-80s, I think it was 1984, before they had a shutout the last time at Harbor Beach. It won't be that case this year. I still give a 2-3 touchdown edge to Ubley on this game. I've been impressed with Harbor Beach, but when you have a sophomore quarterback, some sophomore athletes, you're still going to see those highs and lows in their offensive and defensive production. Harbor Beach, yeah, they can be strong. They can play tough. But then there's other moments where you see those inexperienced moments come out, and that's where I think Ubley is really going to be able to take advantage. But it should be a good game. I don't know how many times in a row we've seen a running clock when we call an Ubley game, but I don't think that'll be the case this Friday.
What are the things that you've seen from Harbor Beach that you think are a weak point so far?
I think it's the consistency is the biggest and really maybe the only factor. I've been impressed. I've seen more defense out of Harbor Beach this year with some defensive stops like we haven't seen in the last three, really since that year they made the run to the state semifinals against Breckenridge. So I've been pleased to see the defense step up for Harbor Beach. The inconsistency, against Bad Axe, Bad Axe gets the ball, and then, less than 2 minutes into the game, it's 6-0 Bad Axe. And it was just with some weak moments on the defensive play that let those plays happen that got them all the way down inside the red zone and punched it in a play later. So I think the inconsistency is the biggest thing for Harbor Beach right now, but what Harbor Beach does have is bursts of absolute athleticism. When you see Benson Harper run in space, whether he's catching the ball and then is in space, or whether he's, coming around the end in space, the kid looks effortless when he's running. And all of a sudden he can make a cut and he's just gone. And that's really going to be the difference, in my opinion, this year, is if – now, obviously, Ubley knows this, and Ubley's going to be planning for this. So how does Harbor Beach react when that gets taken away? Who's going to be the player to step up this year? And I think that player we saw a little bit, it was his first game playing this year was Rogan Messing, number 14. He's been coming off of injury, didn't play in week one or week two. And so Rogan Messing looked great. It's kind of that we haven't seen a running back like that in Harbor Beach since, in my opinion, Austin Seltz, just a small speedster in the backfield. So when you're able to counterpunch when, that's what a good team does, is when your best athlete is taken away by the defense, how do you react? And if that is going to be Austin, or not Austin Seltz, if that's going to be Rogan Messing, is that going to be, Caden Buchholz can jump away at any moment as he gets more comfortable in the quarterback position as well. So we'll see. Should be a good one.
Yeah, the amount of rushes I saw on your list here was six. Ubley ended up rushing seven players, and we ran out of space to put in. We had to move into the receiving section. As we started to see Brett Mueller, the kicker, get some carries now also. And the young number five, Ozentoski?
Colin Ozentoski.
Number five, he really exploded against Marlette also. We're starting to see him really pick it up. And then, Peruski, Ethan Peruski does his thing as a quarterback. He can pass, obviously, very well. He did to Brett Mueller. We're missing some of those passing yards that we had on here also. They had about 44 yards passing. So both these teams seem evenly matched up, and we might see a similar type of offense, although Harbor Beach still running their spread out there, but not as much as they had to in the past, at least this early in the season. So
what I was surprised with Bad Axe is in that Bad Axe game, Harbor Beach was productive out of the tee. In the past, we've seen Harbor Beach kind of be a little sluggish and maybe, I wouldn't say give up a few drives at the beginning of the game and give up a little momentum when they come out in the tee. But they're explosive out of the tee, and what I like to see is they're not afraid to go away from the tee in that first drive or second drive and all of a sudden bust out into the – and when they can get their athletes in space, that's when they're the most dangerous. And so I like the balance between Harbor Beach playing the tee as well as the spread. But like you said, Peruski will be Peruski, and he will sit back and wait for his number to be called when they kind of lull the defense into sleep, and all of a sudden he'll take it around the edge. Or, all of a sudden break out and play action, and all of a sudden Brett Mueller's wide open downfield. And Colin Ozentoski, the kid doesn't start in the backfield. And so if it's to have that as your fourth option, say, are you kidding me? How deep is this team? They lose their leading rusher in Mark Heilig, but yet it seems like they haven't missed a beat this year.
Looking forward to the tweet updates and trying to hopefully listen in if it goes an OT. If my game, because I don't know where I'm going to be Friday. I know my games are going to be on Thursday with a highly anticipated eight-player football game. So
Brown City. Who do you have on Thursday?
Brown City and Deckerville. So yeah.
Oh, that'll be a great game.
Yeah. So yeah. So pretty excited about that one. All right, Clark. I appreciate you calling in. Good luck and have a great time. I know it's homecoming. You know the festivities there is going to be highly anticipated. I just don't like it. It's so early in the season.
Well, hey. You're going to pack the stands regardless, and why not throw on a few more festivities on top of that? So I know coaches don't like the distraction, and that gets a little bit difficult. And I see there's five seniors on the court for the representatives for Ubley, and they're all on the football team. So that could be a little bit of a distraction, but I have a feeling Eric Sweeney's going to have his players keyed in. Both Harbor Beach and Ubley have this game circled for a long, long time. This game is discussed at the dinner table at Thanksgiving. and beyond, even Easter, maybe, you know. So it's people don't forget this game, and it's regardless of who's supposed to win, it's the backyard brawl. So it will be, you know, the emotions will be high, and you never know what's going to happen.
All right, Clark, thank you.
Hey, have a good one.
All right, that is Clark Ramsey calling in on the Backyard Brawl, as we said, Ubley, Harbor Beach. Big game this week. I appreciate him calling in. That's his game of the week on WOW Sports, 102.1 FM. Our game, Thursday, eight-player football, big one. We're going to talk about eight-player football coming up here in just a bit on some results, a couple stats that were sent to us. And our game of the week, Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m., 92.5 WBGV. Brown City Green Devils at the Deckerville Eagles. High school eight-player football coming up this Thursday on 92.5 and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. Our news and eight-player football talk coming up after our news break in the 7 o'clock hour here on Thumb Sports Line Radio.
You're on the Thumbs Information Station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM W237EQ Sandusky.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line Radio, WMIC, AM 660, 95.3 FM. A replay with this will be uploaded by Tuesday morning, maybe tonight. We'll see. Look into the North Central Thumb 8-player Stripes Division. Week 3 matchups. It was Ashley over Carsonville Port Salac, 52-26. Bay City All Saints over New Haven Merritts, shutting them out, 58-0. That puts Bay City All Saint Cougars 2-0, along with Ashley Bears 2-0, and the Akron Fairgrove Vikings 2-0 themselves. After their win in week 3 over the Peck Pirates 36-28 in that game, they deserve the horn. The Viking horn, 36-28 over Peck. To put Akron now at 2-1 overall. Sounds like he ran out of air there in that last blow of the Viking horn. Kaysville got the big win over North Huron, also 38-12. One of the fastest players is from Kaysville with a 38-12 win over North Huron. Highly anticipated matchups for week 4. We were told by Mike Gallagher, Sandlake County News, that the Ashley Peck game will now be on a Saturday at 12 noon. Other games, Carsonville Port Salac still seeking their first win up against North Huron. They are still seeking their first win also. Both teams 0-3 overall. So that's kind of like an anticipated matchup. Both teams looking for their first win. Bay City All Saints up against Kaysville. Very interesting game there. Kaysville is 1-1, 1-2 overall. And they played one of the tougher teams in the Stars Division, Mayville, back in week 1. And a close loss to Peck, 54-44, a 10-point loss for Kaysville. And then in week three last week, able to get the win over North Huron 38-12. And another game of note, Akron Fairgrove up against New Haven Merritt, who is 0-2 in the Stripes division and still seeking their first run of the regular season themselves also. So I would say the anticipated matchup, Bay City All Saints and Caseville at this point, and two teams still seeking their first win, CPS and North Huron. And, well, Ashley themselves, they are 2-0 in league play, 2-1 overall, while Peck is 1-2 overall. But first week one was a loss against one of the tougher teams we are beginning to realize in the North Central Thumb Stars division, the Brown City Green Devils, where they lost 68-6. And they did win over Caseville in week two. Week three, though, a costly, you could say, loss to Akron Fairgrove, 36-28. That was a close loss, losing by 8 points. That's a touchdown and a two-point conversion to Akron Fairgrove Vikings, but credit to the Vikings to get that win. And right now there is a three-way tie in league play with Akron Fairgrove, the Ashley Bears, and the Bay City All Saints. And all three of those teams have some critical games this week coming up in week four. Ashley against Peck come Saturday afternoon at 12 noon. Carsonville, Port Stanley Cup against North Huron, and Bay City All Saints against Caseville. Interesting game there, as well as Akron Fairgrove up against New Haven Merritts this coming week four. All right, that's the NCTL Stripes division. When we come back, we will talk about the North Central Thumb League Stars division. Our game of the week, highly anticipated, Brown City is at Deckerville. We'll be right back here on Thumb Sportsline Radio.
Attention, fellow Thumbbillies. If you're tired of changing the radio station every time a car dealer starts screaming at you about this month's awesome deal, or if you're tired of all the games, gimmicks, and unrealistic lease deals that hardly anyone qualifies for, and if you're looking for a born and raised local sales guy that has built his reputation and career on being totally transparent and taking care of his customers before and after their sale, well, look no further than Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll, Michigan. Denny King, the King of Cars, is here to assist you with your automotive needs. I'm born and raised in the Thumb. For almost 30 years, I've been loving what I do, taking care of customers and making friends along the way. So give me a shout, stop in and ask for me, and get the best deal possible, all while enjoying no pressure, no games, no gimmicks, and a change of pace from the average dealers. This has been the King of Cars again, Denny King at Moore Motors and Carroll, and I can't wait to earn your business on your next vehicle and show you why you get more at Moore Motors.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sportsline Radio, North Central Thumb League Stars Division. Week 3 results. Burton Adratine over KPAC, 14-6. Mayville over Auburn Hills Oakland Christian, 32-28. Deckerville such out Dryden, 76-0. And Brown City, big win over Kingston, 38-20. KPAC Chiefs just right there, just couldn't get it done. Total yards, 199 total yards, 108 rushing yards, 91 passing yards also. Burton Atherton scoring with a touchdown in the second quarter with a 23-yard pass, making it 8-0, the two-point conversion good. Carlos Uribe with a one-yard run, got it close for KPAC in the fourth, 6-8. There was no scoring in the first quarter or the third quarter. But then a 70-yard run by Burton Atherton able to get the win and edge KPAC 14-6. Tough spot for the KPAC Chiefs. They are 1-2, 0-2 in league play in the Stars division. This week, they will take on Auburn Hills Oakland Christian, who played the Mayville Wildcats pretty tough in that game. All right, the Mayville Wildcats themselves, right now in the Stars division, they are 3-0 themselves. They have beaten Caseville 76-20. Week 2 over Burton Atherton, getting by them by 2, 24-22. And last week over Auburn Hills Oakland Christian. A couple of tough teams there for Mayville to get through. And this week, they have Mayville. Mayville has Dryden this week. Now, Dryden defeated by Deckerville. Deckerville shut them out in that game also, and it was all rushing there. 28 rushes for the Deckerville Eagles. 395 yards for the win for the Eagles. And the final score over Dryden for Deckerville was the final score of 76-0. High scoring affair. Also, passing wise for the Eagles, they were 6 of 10, 118 yards, and 5 touchdowns. We talked about it in the first hour of Sportsline before Mike Gallagher had to leave. Some of the scoring plays, Hunter Garza, the Logan Shanks, 29 yards, a Chase Lamont run for the two-point conversion. Garza, again, the Shanks for a 10-yard. And also we had Chase Lamont with a 1-yard TD run. Garza, the David Shanks again for 3 yards. And a two-point run. And Mark Donker, a 57-yard run. Lamont had the two-point run. Also, Parker Merriman getting some touches. A 75-yard kickoff return. And the two-point run was good also. Donker also with a 59-yard run. Jesse Kabaki, a 10-yard run for the Deckerville Eagles. Kabaki with a 63-yard run also. And individual rushing, Dylan Ball. No touchdowns, but he had 11 carries with 135 yards. Donker, 3 carries, 116 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Lamont had 47 yards with 1 touchdown. Hunter Garza, the quarterback, 5 carries for 24 yards. Let the Deckerville team offense really handle things. Kabaki, 2 carries, 73 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Receiving-wise, David Shanks, 3 receptions for 45 yards and 3 touchdown passes from Garza. Logan Shanks, 1 for 1 TD and 29-yarder. Ian Flanagan had 2 receptions and 65 yards. As I said, 4 touchdown passes for Garza, 6 of 10 and 139 yards through the air. A lot to show there. They can pass and they can run. And they will take on the Brown City Green Devils. Highly anticipated matchup in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division. That will be our game of the week. This coming Thursday evening, starting at about 6:30 p.m. for the pregame on 92.5 WBGV. And 7 p.m. is the kickoff. They had the big win over the Kingston Cardinals. Kingston led in the first quarter 6-0, but Brown City exploded in the second quarter 20-6. However, Owen Corliss, I do believe, got injured in that game, so he was not in that game. I do believe, late in the second half also. Tanner James had to take over. The 20 points in the second quarter. The Kingston 6 points in the second quarter, where Brown City was leading 20-12. So it was still within reach. The first score was by Owen Corliss, a 1-yard run, making it 6-0, Kingston leading. Lawson Cooper, the quarterback for the Brown City Green Devils, with a 5-yard run. Failed 2-point conversion to tie it up 6-6. Ethan Worrell, a 6-yard TD run. Taking the lead for Brown City 12-6. Owen Corliss for Kingston tied it up with a 3-yard run, making it 12-12. Lawson Cooper, the 19-yard TD run and a run for the 2-point conversion. The quarterback 20-12 at the half with Brown City leading. Coming out of the third quarter, Connor Vandenberg with a 50-yard pass from Lawson Cooper. They can go to the air if they have to. A 26-12 lead. And Briar Halbert with a 1-yard TD run for Brown City, making it 32-12. Starting to pull away with Ethan Worrell's 4-yard TD run, making it 38-12 also. And Tanner James with a 5-yard run for Kingston, making it 38-20. Total yardage for Brown City on the ground, 336 rushing yards. Passing yards, they had 156 passing yards, rushing 180. So a good split on the offense, rushing and passing. A very well-balanced offense. Rushing yards for the Kingston Cardinals, they were limited to 135 rushing yards and 40 passing yards also. 2 of 4 for fourth downs, conversions, 50% there. 5 of 12 on third down also for the Brown City Green Devils. Penalties, though, 13 penalties. 13 penalties on Brown City, according to our stat report here, against Brown City with 129 yards of penalties. That is way, way too much to have. And again, you can't do that against the Decorville Eagles also, and vice versa. So a highly anticipated matchup. Two top offenses going up against each other. North Central Thumb League Stars Division. You could say this almost a decider, or maybe the forefront. Whoever wins this game will have the lead in the North Central Thumb Stars Division. However, there are some other games that both teams have to play later on in the season to make sure they have a hold on it. Of course, the Brown City Decorville game this week on 92.5. Other games for teams to stay in the hunt. Kingston wants to stay in the hunt, so they got to beat Burton Atherton, as well as Mayville up against Dryden. Mayville still undefeated, and then they'll have KPEC come next week. And then Mayville will take on Brown City in week six. And Decorville up against Kingston also in week six. So some critical games for four of those teams altogether. Kingston can try to get back in the hunt if they're able to put some offense together after the loss of Owen Corliss with injury. We will see if Owen will be able to come back and play also. So that will come up in week six, where a lot of those critical games for this week and the next couple of weeks will be, week six could be the decider until Decorville will meet against Mayville also in week seven themselves. Kingston the following week in week eight. Brown City also up against Auburn Hills Oakland Christian in week seven. So kind of like a must-win situation for all teams. Somebody's going to come out on top eventually, or they're going to get help from each other to make it maybe a two-way tie. You never know with the amount of good teams right now in the North Central Thumb Stars Division at this point. Highly anticipated matchup. It is Brown City at Decorville on 92.5 WBGV and streaming online at stanlackbroadcasting.com. Looking forward to that game with Mikey Smith. Tune in this Thursday evening, 6:30 p.m. for all that action. We'll be right back after a quick break and go through the whole list of the Week 4 games in review also for you folks. And get ready to wrap things up here on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM on Thumb Sportsline Radio.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky invites you to join the team. Get active and meet new friends. Fall bowling team registration is going on now. There are openings for ladies' leagues on Monday evening and Wednesday morning, men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evening, and mixed leagues for Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. Beginners are welcome. For more information, call 810-648-9860 or stop at Liberty Lanes. Oh, yes. Liberty Lanes is also hiring for all positions. Stop in and apply at Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
All right, welcome back to the wrap-up of Thumb Sportsline Radio on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM, and our Week 4 list of games. Here is a list in our Sanac Broadcasting Coverage Area of Blue Water Area Conference, Greater Thumb Conference East and West, North Central Thumb League Stripes and Stars Division. Game of the week, as I said in our last break, Brown City at Decorville, 6:30 p.m. This is a Thursday evening game. Be live on the radio on 92.5 WBGV and web stream at sanacbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. That's a Thursday game. Friday games in 11-player. Marlette at Sandusky. Backyard Brower, Harbor Beach at Ubley. Bad Axe at Memphis. Cass City at Reese. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers at Unionville Seaboing. Carroll is at Vassar. In the Blue Water Area Conference, highly anticipated matchup with Elmont, still undefeated, at North Branch. Yale at Richmond, critical game for both teams. Algonac is at Croswell Lexington, Armada at Emily City. High school 8-player games, Dryden is at Mayville, Burton Atherton at Kingston, Auburn Hills Oakland Christian at KPEC, Caseville at Bay City All Saints. New Haven Mayor at Akron Fairgrove. Ashley at Peck. That is a Saturday game now, we have been told, at 12 noon. And it'll be Carsonville Port Salac up against at North Huron. That's your week four schedule for this coming week. And again, our game of the week, Brown City at Deckerville on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online. Looking forward to that game. A lot of great games this week in week four. And can you believe we're almost midway through our high school football season already? Short week for me, yeah. We'll be back here next week on Monday to recap week four action. Keep an eye on our Twitter and Facebook page also for the links and the full list of the games come Tuesday morning here, or maybe later tonight here on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. Check our website at sanacbroadcasting.com, our Facebook page, and our Twitter, or X, or whatever they're calling it, at Radio Sanac on Twitter. Thank you for tuning in. The Thumb Sports Line Radio.